Hello, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. First up, an important decision that invites insurers to improve their claims handling process. Auto & General is being ordered to apologize and compensate a Brisbane homeowner to the tune of $2,000 following an improper handling of a storm damage claim. Allegations leaned heavily on misrepresentation of property condition, which led to policy cancellation. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, came to the rescue, ruling in favor of the homeowner who, I must mention, produced proof of regular home maintenance and storm-induced mold. This decision places a spotlight on the need for insurers to be more meticulous in their assessments and to avoid hasty conclusions that could inconvenience policyholders. Meanwhile, on another note, a recent travel insurance dispute has underscored the importance of thoroughly understanding the fine prints of your policy. An Australian man learnt the hard way when he faced a denial for his insurance claim, as he had to cut short his US vacation due to his sister-in-law's dire health situation. AFCA ruled in favor of insurer AWP Australia, pointing out the exclusion of coverage for relatives' pre-existing conditions. Be it for travel or health, this brings to light the absolute necessity for consumers to scrutinize policy clauses and consider their family's medical histories before securing insurance coverage. Keeping in line with insurance matters, the insurability crisis in Halls Gap, Victoria, is a pressing concern. The leader of the coalition, Peter Dutton, cited this issue during a recent visit subsequent to the devastating bushfires. Main concerns voiced at the community meeting were rising insurance costs and a lack of coverage, which, might I add, plays a critical role in keeping local businesses afloat. With the region's history of frequent natural disasters, it's clear that sustainable solutions are needed, and quickly too. We close today's roundup with an update on the aftermath of the severe electrical storms. Over 11,000 insurance claims have been filed in New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, predominantly for home damages. Suncorp, a prominent insurer, reported more than 3,000 claims. Meanwhile, the government is deploying recovery efforts, including funds for uninsured, low-income residents and home repairs. Let us hope these concerted efforts will expedite the recovery process and help rebuild the affected communities. That's all for now. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, reminding you to stay informed and insured. For more information on our offerings, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you, and until next week.